Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Eve Evans about being followed by the dead. Would there ever be anything, when you were talking about having your sleep paralysis and the night terrors, would you have any thing that would trigger that? Would there be any events in the waking hours that you could attribute to having those night terrors? Or did it kind of turn into a cycle of, you know, it's happening so frequently, you're almost afraid to sleep? And then in turn, that almost kind of brings on those night terrors because, you know, you're being traumatized by it night after night.
I would definitely say the latter. I did a lot of research on this after I moved out of that house because that house terrified me to the point I actually got medicated mm-hmm. because I was like on, you know, antidepressants because I was scared.
Sure.
I think it was basically stress and elevated anxiety really brings on sleep paralysis and night terrors. And I think that was part of it, is the stressing of that it was going to happen actually probably made it occur more frequently.
Sure.
And also didn't help my sleeping or eating. So I feel like that, but I really do feel like there was an evil entity in that house that caused that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a lot of my dreams that I had in that house. I just know that I had so many night terrors. My husband and I actually started making a pact that we would try to wake ourselves up in the middle of the night to check on each other and make sure we weren't having one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how frequent they became.
Wow.
We were trying to like team up together, and which is sad. It's like, why don't you just move? And it was like, well, at the time we didn't have a ton of money to do that.
Sure.
And we had a lot of kids and a lot of stuff to move. So we were trying to stick it out. And then we finally saved enough to buy a house and we moved out of there.
Yeah. Once you moved out, did the night terrors stop? Did that decrease in volume?
It actually did. It completely stopped.
Wow.
And I was on edge probably the first 4 months in our new house, like waiting for weird creaks of the floor or bad dreams or knocking on the wall in the middle of the night or some, you know, things moving on their own and nothing, not a thing. So after about 4 months, I finally like put my guards down mm-hmm. and was not, that's why I kind of wonder, because I was still really stressed out when we moved in the new house, you know, because you never know what you're moving. I'm at this point now. I never know what I'm moving into because I'm an empath and it seems like they flock to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, it's a beacon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that house was awesome. There was not a lot of stuff that happened. My daughter did sleepwalk in the house, which was kind of creepy. But other than that, yeah, there was really a lot.
How did having these paranormal encounters affect you differently? Because obviously you've had many of them prior to having children, but then, you know, you're a mom now. And you started to have more experiences while being a mom. How did that affect you differently? If in the mindset of now being a mom and you have these little ones to protect and take care of, and these things are happening around you that you seem to not be able to control.
Well, I just do my best to protect them. Like I do still dabble in the paranormal. I actually live in a haunted house right now, mm-hmm. but it is not that active. But yeah. So I just, if I write about it, obviously I do notice that things stir up mm-hmm. when I'm writing or be more active with it. So I just try to do it when my kids aren't here. Mm-hmm. So, like, I EVP in my house. I've caught over 30 voices in my house. Most of them are the same voice, but there's something here. I don't really discuss it with my kids. I try to keep them out. They know what I write about. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just I try to keep it at a distance from them, but I do feel like my oldest daughter is an empath, too, mm-hmm. and she does see things in the house here or hear things. So it's kind of a little harder to kind of keep it from her, but my other kids are really unaware of anything. But I guess it's just, I don't know. It's hard to protect them from things because I don't see them. Mm-hmm. I can't see ghosts. Well, I mean, I've seen apparitions a couple times, but I don't see them on a constant basis. I more like feel them or hear them. And it's really hard to keep your kids at a distance from something that you can't really see.
Yeah.
But you do your best, you know, you try to.
How do you handle that when your daughter comes to you and says, you know, Mom, I had this experience. How do you comfort her? How do you help her work through what she's telling you that she experienced?
I tell her that it's possible. She's 15, so I don't want her to feel like I don't believe her, which is hard to decide how to handle that. Mm-hmm. So I try to be like, well, you know, it's possible there's things that we don't know that are out there, but I just tell her, I'm like, you know, you could have possibly had that experience here, but I can tell you, I don't feel like anything malicious is here. Mm-hmm. So if you are hearing or seeing anything, I feel like it's a good spirit. That it's not an angry spirit. So I don't feel like you have anything to worry about. But if you do have something happen that really upsets you, come to me and we'll talk it out. And we have EVP'd a couple times after she had experiences and we've actually gotten responses. So one time my youngest daughter and I, who is 12 now, we were sitting on the couch talking to each other and my other daughter, who is 15, was standing by the kitchen and we just had pizza. And we were just talking amongst us. And then my oldest daughter, I'll just say Caitlin, jumped and freaked out. And my other daughter, Kirsten, and I are like, what? Why are you freaking out? She's like, the pizza box just moved on its own. And I was like, that's weird. So I waited a little bit until Crystal was out of the room. And I EVP'd with Caitlin and I asked if you moved the pizza box. And then I did get a response that I didn't feel like it made sense. Because it sounded like, no, there's a fire. And I was like, that's weird. I don't know what that means. Because usually I've got a lot that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then another one is Caitlin was in my room. So sometimes she'll sleep in my bed like on the weekends because we'll play some games and then we'll like watch TV in bed.
Sure.
And it took me a little bit longer to finish up my work stuff before I came up there. And she comes down running downstairs freaking out. I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm never going in your room alone again. I'm like, why? And she's like, I heard whispering under your bed. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm not discounting what you said. But I'm like, I've never heard whispering under my bed before. And she's like, no, I definitely heard whispering under your bed. I was like, okay. So then I EVP'd. And I said, did you whisper under my bed and scare my daughter? And it goes, no. And then there's like a loud bang. And I was like, okay. So that's cool. I don't know. It's freaky, but
Yeah.
No, I didn't EVP in the old house. I wish I had, because that one was so active. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I think I would have made it more active.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, turning something that's already negative to be more active would probably not be the best idea of, you know, raising the volume on that. What made you decide to begin writing on the topic of the paranormal? Obviously, you had a lot of experiences, but not everyone then translates that into writing. What was that journey for you?
When I was 7, I always wanted to write. And I wrote like short stories, but I never really pursued it because everybody always said, hey, writing's really hard to get into and it's really hard to make a living at. So I just really didn't follow it. But I did start writing. I wrote romance, one romance book, mm-hmm. like 2.5 years ago. And I was like, I'm going to get into writing now. And I was like, I'm not really into romance. So I published one and then I started writing about the paranormal. I was like, I'm going to interview people and get their experiences. And I was like, well, why don't I put it in the book? So I asked them all if I could publish it. So I rewrote it more in story format and I started publishing them. And I really loved that. Like, I just loved it. I felt like I couldn't get enough because I felt like at the same time I was writing, I was publishing, and I was getting answers, or feeling like I was getting some answers and feeling like I wasn't alone, which is something I felt for a lot of my life,
mm-hmm.
because people just didn't make an effort to believe me or even try to. So that kind of started it. It's just that really haunted house kind of,
mm-hmm.
I felt like I had to get answers. I had to figure out why these things happen. And I looked into night terrors and sleep paralysis and why they happen. And so I know all the science behind that. And you get hallucinations. You're basically in between sleep and awake, so you're paralyzed. And you get hallucinations sometimes that can cause some of the things that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I did get quite a bit of answers. But I do realize when it comes to ghosts that we're probably not going to have all the answers until we pass away.
Sure.
Ourselves.
You said in recent years that you understood that you were an empath. What was kind of that turning point? What was the light bulb moment for you where you're like, oh, that's what this is?
It was actually kind of weird. I was on Instagram and I started making a lot of paranormal friends after I started writing.
Mm-hmm.
I had written for about a year. And I had a couple psychics and other people like post something about being an empath. And there's like different types of empaths. And I read it and I was like, oh my gosh, that one sounds exactly like me. So then I Googled it and I was reading through all these different types of empaths. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what I am. Because I don't call myself psychic. I'm only like right 80% of the time. So I don't think I'm psychic and I don't. Well, that's not true. I can go to a haunted location and I feel things. I think I'm definitely a paranormal empath psychic, because
mm-hmm.
we have gone to paranormal locations and I can feel presences, and sometimes I can not really see them with my eyes, but in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what started it. Somebody just randomly posted something on Instagram and I was like, I had never in my life heard of an empath. I was like, wow, that's a thing. I am an empath.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a local prison here in Idaho. It's the Idaho State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. And we went with like a large group. And my husband and I broke off from them. We were investigating EVP. We walked in this one cell block and cell 4 just called to me. And so I walked closer to it. And I just felt like this blackness like radiating from it. And when I, in my mind, I just saw like this black mass. And I told my husband, I'm like, there's something evil in this cell. Like, it's like black and it's not really has tentacles, but it just feels like it reaches out for people, like mm-hmm. tries to get them, whatever. So then we went around and did the whole investigation and we caught a couple things. But when we were leaving that cell block, the lady turns around and goes, so did anybody get anything in cell 4? Because there's a shadow person that can be caught in photos in there. And my husband, like, so he tries, he keeps an open mind with me, but I'm not sure point if his belief was full. And then you should have seen the look on his face. His eyes got huge and he slowly turned his head at me and just like scared me. And I was like, okay, yeah, that happened. And he was like, okay. So actually ever since that, he really trusts me when we go into locations. Like if I tell him like I have a very bad feeling, then we don't really continue there. So, but I can feel things.
Sure.
That are creepy.
Do you ever think you will be ghost free, or do you even want to be ghost free? Have you, are you comfortable with your level of sensitivity to it? And I guess pure luck in some cases of being in areas that have a lot of activity in them.
I will say I really kind of feel like maybe someday I'd like to be ghost free just because it is kind of stressful, but I do feel like I handle it better than I used to, because I feel like since that last house, I did a lot of research. So before, when I lived in that house, I had no tools. And now I have like this whole toolbox of things I feel like I can refer back to when things do happen. So they don't freak me out as much. But yeah, I do hope someday they find somebody else they want to be friends with. You know? Especially in my older years. I don't want to have dementia and like have ghost friends that are tricking me. It doesn't sound funny. So
that wraps up part two of our conversation with Eve Evans about being followed by the dead. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program. You can look up her books wherever books are sold, as well as on Amazon. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+ TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spin on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.